Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. Still to come on the programme today, Evelyn goes surfing in Donegal. And meet Letitia McCrudden, the teenager from the travelling community who is set to make her own waves in law and politics. We'll also learn how to ditch the manicured lawn and embrace the weeds in your own little wild meadow. Gardener Mari Staunton will be here with us a little bit later on. Now though, it's to County Clare we go, and our reporter John Cook is at McGowna House in Inch, where the blockade continues outside that accommodation for asylum seekers. Now John, the Taoiseach who was speaking to us here earlier, he reiterated his call to end that blockade. He said he's going to speak to Minister Roderick O'Gorman and that they will discuss that request from locals to come and meet them there, for a senior representative from government to do that. How have locals reacted to what Leo Varadkar had to say?
Well, some were listening, Claire, though numbers of protesters here are small today, with just 2 to 3 people manning the traffic cones on each end of this winding country road beside McGowna House in Inch, with the sign saying local access only. Regarding what the Taoiseach said, locals here have been, tight-lipped about making statements to the public in terms of there being a number of local residents here, 56 about living in this area. Last night they made a joint collective and very brief statement because they said they wanted one message to go out in response to political conversations around their protest here. So they haven't made an official comment as such, but some of the locals listening to Leo Varadkar speaking to yourself there earlier on told me that, well, I don't think they felt they'd heard much new from what they had heard yesterday when he spoke about communities not being able to decide who lives in their area. Regarding him saying that he would consider or give consideration to their request to meet with them or for a government minister to visit this site, I think they were pleased to hear that. And one man said to me, we'll engage with the Taoiseach and the minister when we see them. So please come to see the site here in Inch. And that's all they've been saying to me on that for now. Whether it happens remains to be seen. Otherwise, Claire, it's fairly quiet here this morning. A bus has just left McGowna House carrying the asylum seekers to town like it did yesterday. The bus passed the blockade unimpeded today. Nobody stopping it, nobody counting numbers on board, though that did happen yesterday. As I reported to you, one protester did board the bus yesterday, reporting 29 on board. As it is today, I understand there are 28 asylum seekers left here because I witnessed one man being taken away in a car yesterday after Gardaí had visited the site, though he was taken away in a car. There were some minor scuffles earlier in the afternoon among some residents here, just a very small number of them, I should point out. The Gardaí did arrive later on, and one man did leave the site. So we understand there are 28 asylum seekers remaining here. I met a group of women manning the blockades at one point this morning, Claire, and there were 3 young women, one of them a mother. She had her young daughter in the car with her, and she spoke to me about their fears about having so many men, 69 is the figure they were told would come here in total, about having so many men in their community and their fears for safety for themselves and their children, whether they are, well, warranted fears or not. They are fears they do hold. And these women were crying indeed, 2 people in the crowd crying as they said to me they were very worried about what was to come. They don't feel the government ministers or the Taoiseach are getting their point here as to why they feel concerned and why this site is unsuitable. And they're very upset as well about negative perceptions of their protest, they say in the media and online. One woman telling me, she was crying because she said, I'm being perceived publicly as a racist redneck and I'm not. She said she would welcome many people here. She has befriended, she said already, some of the men living in the asylum seeker centre here at McGowna House.
Okay.
But they do not feel this site is suitable.
John, thank you very much. John Cook there reporting from McGowna House in Inch. Now coming up next, meet an extraordinary teenager called Letitia McCrudden.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.